with my volume control right in front of me, that little dial there talking to my guest in code, because I didn't tell Kaylee before we were on the air live. Hi, Kaylee. How are you?
I'm great. How are you, Steve?
I am always great. 8:31. One of the best things we get to do year-round is called the Hometown Hero of the Month. It's an award-winning grant campaign that affords a $10,000 in-kind donation to various groups, clubs, organizations, not-for-profits, 501c3s that deserve and need attention and publicity, and we're just trying to lift up local in that way. Today, it's First Choice for Women in focus, and Kaylee McKnight, the executive director, is in here again this morning. We've had these conversations before, but we need to do it more often because you have so many things, good things going on.
Yes, yes. Thank you so much. We love this opportunity to be able to share with the community, and I'm thankful for another opportunity to sit in this big box with you.
Yeah, it's a big box. We're going to start with the walk first, and then we'll talk more of an overview of what it is, the organization, for those that don't know. But because the timeliness of the T-shirt deadline especially is coming up, let's go there.
Yes. So right now we've got we've raised about $24,000 so far. We've got over 180 people who are signed up to walk. But we need registrations to have the shirts ready for those who register. So if you're wanting a free T-shirt, it's amazing. It's got a nice coral color. It's got some gray tones to it, make it a little more manly. But it's got a wonderful logo called Embracing Life's Journey, and we're just excited. And in that moment of registration, you'll be able to get a free T-shirt if you register by Friday, April 12th. And Okay. So we're hoping to get some in so we can get everyone the shirts that they want.
And remind everybody of the walk itself, date and time and location.
Yes, the Walk for Life is May 18th. That's a Saturday. Registration opens at 10. We usually start walking around 10:30. We are going to have 4 food trucks there this year. So we've got the Big Easy, which is an amazing, delicious food. And then we have the Big Hig, the food dude, and CJ's Creations, and Barking Cow, of course, because you can't go anywhere without Barking Cow ice cream.
Ice cream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream. Thank you very much. Now, for those that don't know, the overall mission, what First Choice for Women is all about, for those that might not be aware yet.
Yeah, so we are a compassionate, faith-based organization. We do strive to help those who are facing any unplanned pregnancies or even planned pregnancies. And we do that through supporting them through our pregnancy test, our ultrasounds, parenting classes, our fatherhood initiative, and creating positive relationships. We go out into the school and share about how to create healthy relationships, not just with a intimate individual, but also in the workplace and everything, because you need a good relationship in life in general. And so we encompass all those through our parent classes and mentoring opportunities and our CPR instructors, which creating positive relationships, and hope to make East Central Indiana a better place through our services.
It's a really good thing, and a lot of good things. Kaylee McKnight is our guest. Our Hometown Hero of the Month is First Choice for Women. Our new grant cycle just started back up. We were very pleased and proud to note when the list came out, the first of all, that your organization was on it. But not only are we doing this on WMUN and WLBC, we've expanded the program to our radio stations Work FM and Max throughout East Central Indiana. So a total of 24 organizations are sharing in $240,000 of in-kind donations of publicity and coverage from our radio stations. And I can't think of a better benefactor than First Choice for Women. Kaylee, for those that don't know the apparatus of how it works, you talked about the broad brushstrokes of it just a second ago. You've talked to me before about I would call them classes, teaching people how to be a better parent. It's scary. There's a lot of frightening parts about it, but you try to take that fear away. You also offer some assistance and some help, and tell everybody how that works. I think it's fascinating and cool.
Yeah, so In our instance with unplanned pregnancies, you know, we understand if it's unplanned, all your options stink. And so, but it's an option that you have to make. And so we walk through that with them and help them be educated and empower them with all the tools that we possibly can to get them to where they feel confident in making a choice. Though we don't refer or perform abortions of any kind, or terminations, I should say, we do advocate, we're a pro-abundant life organization, but in that, we understand that people still have that free will and that they, when they leave, they might make that choice. And so we do offer post-abortion support to those who have experienced that, for men and women, which is a huge deal. That's something new that we've started. We have a man now who walks alongside other men to help in that. But with our parent care classes in general, walking with them from prenatal to 4 years old, it can be someone who comes in as young as 13. It can be a great grandparent who's just got custody of their great grandchildren. The wide range of ages that we see come through our doors is vast. And so being able to have volunteers of different ages, they come in and they're able to meet them where they're at. And so you have a mentor that walks alongside of you and helps you. And we have over 200 classes that they'll go through, and being able to instruct them. And it's not just becoming a better parent, because you were created to be that person's parent to begin with, before, you know, creation. And so for us, it's amazing how we can just come alongside and support and empower them, because a lot of times, you know, we all say it takes a village, but who helps them find that village? We're able to step in and help connect with resources in the community. We love partnering with different people like Family Resource Center and Muncie Mission and so many others, Nurse Family Partnership. There's so many out there that we connect with on a regular basis to make sure that they have the support that we can provide through our services. But also, if it's something we're not providing, rather than creating a new program that's already created, we connect them with a warm handshake to those who are already doing those services.
Sounds fantastic, and friendly and nice and kind, and all those words and so many others are equated to First Choice for Women. Let's cycle back to the event itself, the fundraising walk. Again, how to sign up and that deadline that's important too before we wrap up. Okay.
Yes. So Walk for Life registration can be found on firstchoiceforwomen.org, and you can click on the events tab. I'm sure there's links in both First Choice's website as well as maybe some others. But the t-shirt deadline is on this Friday, April 12th. So please get registered by then to have a promised free t-shirt. Otherwise, it'll be first come, first serve. And then you can continue to register and raise funds all the way up until the day of the walk and even 30 days after. So our goal is $115,000 this year, and we are looking forward to meeting that goal.
Outstanding. Congratulations on the award again, and congratulations on the important work that you're doing.
Thank you, Steve. I appreciate it.
Last nugget here. Do you want to say anything about your chauffeur and or the name of the vehicle? I understand the vehicle in our parking lot has a name.
Yes, yes. It's a beautiful Jeep named Violet.
Huh.
So my partner in crime over here has been my chauffeur this morning, so I appreciate my office manager and all the work that she does to help keep me sane. And so, Scotty, thank you.
You know, if there's Emily, my producer, they're going to be here just a couple of minutes after 9 to do something else in the next studio over. If it's possible to run out and take a picture of Violet for the podcast, I think a dual photo might be appropriate. Just thinking out loud, it's just an idea. Very nice to meet you, as silent partner in the corner there. And Kaylee, always a pleasure to see you too. More to come in just a moment, live on WMUN.